Christ.
好多時候我哋覺得話，我哋要同主耶穌連埋一齊嘅時候，係實在太困難啦，太多挑戰，太唔舒服啦。我寧願係過一個比較有挫折同埋分離嘅生命，都唔願意話去喺主耶穌裏邊係揾到呢個喜樂。
So John is trying to help us recognize that obedience is what you and I are most called to in our daily lives.
呢個約翰佢喺呢地方就話俾我哋聽，我哋遵行神嘅旨意，其實係神叫我哋喺每一天要做嘅嘢。
And so there are many other parts of the passage that I would love to get to, but I'm restricted by time, unfortunately.
本來我想係要好多嘅經文，我可以去呢一個去講，第一時間關係我就唔能夠。
So for the purpose of right now, I want to focus our attention on this one idea for us today.
我就想用呢個時間裏邊，只係去講一個想法。
That obedience to God aligns our character to God's bearing joy.
當我哋去遵行主嘅命令嘅時候，當我哋嘅生命同神嘅性情係一致嘅時候，會帶嚟呢個喜樂。
So obedience to God aligns our character to God's joy. That's what I want us to really remember today.
就是我们如果我们的生命能够与主耶稣的性情一致的时候，会带来我们一个的喜乐。
So what do we need to do and to be marked by in order to experience the joy and the love that God offers to us?
我们要怎样做才能够经验到神给我们的喜乐和这个爱？
This morning's passage shows us the lengths that God will go to for us to be properly connected to Him.So that we might obey him.
今日嘅呢个嘅经文又话俾我哋听，我哋点样能够系适当嘅同神有一个嘅联系，以至到我哋能够去遵从佢嘅命令。
I believe our passage raises three points about how God pursues us into reconciliation and joy.
呢段经文话俾我哋听有三点，系神点样引领到我哋能够达到和好。
First, our passage is asking us to acknowledge that Jesus connects mankind to God.
第一点就是说，耶稣是将我们人类与神连接在一起。
Second, because Christ came to connect us, we must obey in order to produce godly fruit.
是当主耶稣将我们人类与他连接在一起的时候，我们是要遵行他的命令，才能够产生这个属灵的果子。
And lastly, when we see that what Jesus calls for Christians to be known by, God calls us to remain in joyful obedience.
当我知道主耶稣这样呼召我们的时候，我们去告诉我们，我们怎么能够时时保持着一个喜乐的顺服。
So acknowledge that Jesus connects mankind to God, obey to produce godly fruit, and to remain in joyful obedience.
總括來說，剛才三點就是說，主耶穌將我們人類和這個的神連結在一起，我們要去信服神，以致我們能夠去產生得到這個屬靈的果子，還有我們要保持一個喜樂的信服。
Jesus' purpose is to connect us to God.
主耶穌的目的是要將人類和神連結在一起。
We need to be reconnected with God because we are broken people.
因为我是一个破碎的人，所以我们需要与主再连接在一起。
Maybe on the outside, you and I can keep the veneer, like the veneer up here, of that everything is okay.
可能在外面来看到我们好像我们样子都好像没问题的。
But the reality is, and we all know this, that we all have baggage in our own lives. We've hurt others, whether on purpose or not on purpose. And we've hurt ourselves, and most importantly, we fail to uphold God's moral law for our actions, our attitudes, and even our own character.
在实际来说，我们每个人是带着很多的包袱在我们生命里面。有时我们去是有意或者无意去伤害到别人，或者会伤害到我们自己。但最重要的话呢，我很多时候我们都是不能够去跟住主耶稣那一个有道德的生命，跟住耶稣去那个的、 佢嗰个嘅行为，佢嗰个嘅态度。
Our sin, our brokenness has caused what was once an unresolvable chasm is now addressed in the perfect life of Jesus through sacrificial death on the cross and his resurrection from the grave, overcoming sin and death.
我哋嘅罪，我哋嘅破碎，系造成一个冇办法解决一个嘅鸿沟。只系藉住主耶稣佢一个完全嘅生命，喺十架上边牺牲嘅死，同埋喺坟墓里边嘅复活，就能够战胜咗呢个罪，战胜咗死亡，系解决咗呢个鸿沟。
And so, looking at the opening verses of chapter 15, Jesus says this: "I am the true vine. Unless the branch abides in the vine, which is Jesus, neither can you." Unless you abide in me, I am the vine, and you are the branches.
呢几字咁讲，我系真葡萄树，枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
And so Jesus is making the startling claim that he is indeed on par with God, and his purpose is to reconnect us back to God.
佢呢度有一个宣告，佢系耶稣系与神同等，叫我哋要再去连结啊主耶稣。
So if Jesus is coming was to connect humanity to God, then in verses 5-8, Jesus is calling us to obey in order to produce godly fruit.
主耶稣佢既然叫我哋系同神有个联络，喺第五节到第八节咧。耶稣话叫我哋要遵行佢嗰个嘅旨意，就能够产生呢个属灵嘅果子。
The consideration is simple here in verses 5 and 6.
喺呢度，我哋发觉呢个第五节就六节系好明显咁样讲。
It says, "Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is it that bears much fruit. From apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned."
十五节咁讲，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能作什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外边枯干，人拾起来，仍在火里烧了。
So you're either one who is connected to the vine as a fruit-bearing branch, or you're a branch that is removed and thrown away.
一个选择就系话你系去同呢一个嘅葡萄树系连上嚟，成为可以能够去结果子嘅，或者话咧你呢个枝子咧系被移开咗，被去丢弃咗。
Now I don't know about you, but I definitely don't use the word abide in my regular conversation.
Yeah, 我平时都唔会用呢个 abide 呢个字，可能要喺中文圣经里边常在呢个字喺我哋平时嘅日常用语里边。
So as we take a closer look at abide, it has the idea of remaining in the same state or continuing as it currently is.
用呢一个常在呢个意思，有一个话喺一个状态中当中，系时常喺个状态里边。是继续在个状态里面。
So in the Old Testament, when they used the word abide, it had the idea of referring to God's character, specifically remaining unchanging, and this was a positive idea.
在继续里面讲这个常在这个意思，好像讲是神那个的属性，神那个性情，是一个不变一个属性，不变的性情。
And in the New Testament,when the New Testament writers would use abide, they would mean that this in the sense that this is the righteous attributes that are connected with salvation or being set apart by God.
在新約裡面，這個常在的意思是有一個說是公義屬性的意思，這個的意思都是連接到救恩和說是分別為聖的意思。
And soWhat John is doing here is John is merging the Old Testament idea and the New Testament idea, and he's bringing them together to say that God's character in the person of Jesus is unchanged, and being connected to the true vine, to Jesus, means that the person has a personal relationship with Jesus and that they are eternally saved.
约翰在这两节里面是将旧约的想法和新约的想法摆在一起，是讲到说神那个的是属性，他的性情是不变的，还有讲到说当我们连接在这个枝子上面的时候，那个人就跟主耶稣和神有一 个人的关系，也都讲到说他的救恩是永远的。
And so there are two criteria to evaluate the sort of life we've lived that is presented to us.
这里讲到有两个条件是我们怎样去过我们的生命。
The first criteria is that your personal character, who you truly are on the inside, that is consistent with what Jesus has lived out and taught himself.
是讲到我们自己的真正我们自己的生命是不是跟主耶稣他的生命是一样是相似的。
And the second criteria is a life of prayer.
另一个条件就是我们需要有一个祷告的生命。
Now, in total, such a life would be consistent with the character and the heart of God because of your personal relationship with Jesus.
当我们跟主耶稣有一个这样的个人关系的时候，我们的生命就会是跟神那个性情是一致的。
And this kind of life brings honor to God.
这种的生命能够将荣耀归给神。
This sort of life bears fruit that demonstrates spiritual results. And as we will see in the upcoming verses, it brings joy and love to those who are connected to Jesus.
你看到这种生命就能够去结果子，能够将你那个属灵的生命的果子的结果能够表明出来。如果跟着我们下一段的话，就讲到说这种的生命能够带来这个喜乐。
And so when we're wondering, how do we live our life, in a meaningful way, we recognize that obedience to God aligns our character to God's joy.
我们再一次知道说，我们怎样过我们的生命，如果我们能够跟神的生命能够是一致的时候，就会带来这个喜乐。
And so our third point is this, is to remain in joyful obedience.
我第三点是讲到说我们要时常在一个的喜乐的顺服里面。
See, Jesus repeats this idea that we are able to abide, to continue, to remain in the state of joyful obedience.
主耶稣一路这样说，叫我们常在那个状态里面，是去有一个喜乐的顺服。
Happiness is focused on one's circumstances.
我们平时说开心呢，是跟一些的情况是有关的。
While joy is about the state of the condition of your soul.
这个喜乐是跟我们的灵魂的状态是有关的。
Paul, for example, when he wrote the letter to the Philippian church, he was likely imprisoned in Rome with his execution quickly coming.
当保罗去在这个写这信给这个腓立比教会的时候，他当时是在这个罗马地方是被监禁。
And the central idea of the letter to the Philippian church is all about joy.
虽然他要面对这个的处决，但是他在这个腓立比书里面是主要讲到这个喜乐。
His joy in knowing Christ and living for Jesus could come through despite difficult circumstances.
他虽然是在困难的情况当中，但他仍然是在主里面有这个喜乐。
Believers are to be marked with obedience to Christ's character, Christ's attitude, and Christ's actions.
我们作信徒的需要有一个标记，那个标记就是说我们需要去遵从主耶稣他那个的性情，他所作的事。
And so what Jesus promises is a life of joy.
主耶稣他告诉我们，你是有一个喜乐的生命。
But he doesn't promise that it will be easy.
他没有说我们的生命 是容易的。
He doesn't sugarcoat it, make it look nice.
他没有将他特别说到这样，一切事情都是好的。
In verse 12, Jesus summarizes that the character, the attitudes, and actions he desires for his followers to possess.
在十二节里面的时候，主耶稣他就讲到说，他希望他那个跟随者，他那些信徒有什么的生命。
Love one another as I have loved you.
他说你要互相相爱，好像我爱你一样。
And it is out of Jesus' love that he expects us to continue to express your faith that's rooted and dependent upon his love with an eye towards sharing about the life lived in Christ.
主耶稣希望我们能够好像他一样，能够是在我们生命当中去活出我们的信仰。这个信仰的根源呢，就是说我们能够去认主，能够去将我们的生命与其他人去分享。
One season, we noticed that the fruit trees at my parents' home were not producing as much fruit as before.
有一个季节，我哋发觉嗰啲树咧，我哋嗰啲果树咧，就唔好似以前咁样系好多嘅以前嘅果子。
They were much smaller, and they just didn't look right.
佢哋系细啲，同埋咧就系冇咁靓。
And what we found out, what had happened, was that contractors had come to the house to do some work on it, on the house.
我哋就发觉话，原来有一个呢个承包商喺我哋屋企里边做一啲嘅工作。
But they were, unfortunately, they were lazy, and they had dumped paint and chemicals into the soil near the trees.
他们就很懒惰，将那些漆和化学物品就倒在那些树周围的泥土里面。
We didn't immediately notice anything wrong, and if you've had work done on your house, you know that you're not watching them for every single moment.
你不是经常都见到那些人做什么事，所以都没有留心这个情况。
You're hoping that they would be of good character.
你希望他们能够做得很好。
That they would be honest.
他们希望能够诚实去做。
And so over time, it became clear that the trees had become poisoned.
就知道后来发觉说那些树是被这个毒 有毒害。
I have a much longer illustration I can share about later, but needless to say that in the same way that if we fail to remain in joyful obedience and allow other external influences to seep into our spiritual lives, into the soil, into the foundation of what we're rooted into our connection with Jesus, then the spiritual fruit that we would produce, then we really need to check ourselves and to wonder, what is our connection with Jesus actually like?
当我们发觉说我们那个的不能够在主里面有一个的喜乐的顺服的时候呢，就好可能我哋让喺外边一啲嘅影响渗入咗我哋嘅属灵嘅生命里边，渗入咗我哋同主耶稣之间嘅连结里边，影响咗我哋属灵嘅果子。喺嗰个情况之下咧，大家需要系自我检讨嘅。
Continuing in joyful obedience requires that we are aware of what we allow to influence our hearts.
如果我哋要常在喺主耶稣呢个喜乐嘅事喜乐嘅。服侍里边咧，信服里边咧，我哋需要成日都要察觉到，究竟我哋嘅心系俾乜嘢去影响佢。
Sorry, Peter. So because the trees were poisoned, we eventually had to we had to rip them out.
因为嗰啲树系被即系毒有毒害咗之后咧，后来我哋要将树去掹咗出嚟。
Because of the layout of my parents' backyard, we could not bring a stump remover, like a machine stump remover, mechanical stump remover.
因为我哋个后院嗰个嘅嘅情况咧，我哋唔能够将一啲重型一啲嘅机器去将嗰个根攞出嚟。
So my wife and I had to take these very old trees out.By hand with just a pickaxe, so it has like the sharp end and the blunt end.
So, I and my wife just need to use some kind of sharp edge to cut it down.
So, the roots were all twisted in all sorts of different directions.
嗰啲根就啲根係周圍走嘅。
So it was a very backbreaking experience to witness what sin can look like in our own life, and when that takes over our life, what that can be like.
我哋做到汗流接背嘅時候，就明白到嗰個嘅其實嗰個嘅罪。
Right, you can't take a chainsaw into the soil because then you'll mess up the chainsaw.
你就唔能夠就咁用個鋸入去嗰啲個嘅根裏邊，因為可能你影響成棵樹。
So it was very slow and backbreaking.
係一個好慢同埋一個好辛苦嘅過程。
And so instead of allowing the fruit of the tree to flourish.We instead had to get dirty and remedy and fix the problem, which caused a lot of headache and heartache. And that's exactly the opposite of how God wants us to live.
当我哋希望能够有好嘅果子嘅时候，我哋需要做一啲行动啊，去好辛苦嘅要去啊，将佢啊啲泥土啊各方面要去清理嘅时候，先可以做得。
And that's the opposite of what obedience would actually look like.
呢个系同呢个去遵行神嘅旨意系相违背嘅。
So then the question becomes: And are you living in a way that's defined by Christ's love?
呢个问题就问我哋究竟我哋系咪喺主嘅爱里边生活？
Can your coworkers, your neighbors, your family, and your friends experience Christ's love through you?
你嘅同事、你啲嘅鄰居、你嘅家人，佢哋有冇經驗到話你你喺主裏邊嗰個愛嘅流露
？So if you know that Christ's love isn't coming through as clearly in your relationships.Are you living in obedience to the character and the attitudes and the actions of Jesus?
如果你嘅生命里边冇流露到主耶稣嗰个嘅爱嘅时候，你要你系话你究竟你有冇遵行到神嘅旨意，系跟住神嗰个性情、佢嘅态度、佢嘅工作
？Perhaps you have failed to recognize that God is actually pruning you and challenging you.To grow and be formed and to be produced into healthier, better spiritual fruit.
希望你能够见到话神啊，其实喺度去修剪你，去挑战你。希望你能够成长，能够系被去塑造，你属灵嘅生命能够系更加好。
So remember that obedience to God aligns our character to God's joy.
记住就系话，我哋去遵行神嘅旨意嘅时候，将我哋嘅生命同神，将我哋性情同神嘅性情系一致嘅时候，就可以系得到呢一个嘅喜乐。
Let's turn to the Lord in prayer together.
我哋祷告。
Loving and compassionate God, when the challenge of being reconciled, being reconnected to you seems too hard, Lord, we pray in your power that you would overcome our weakness, so that your love.And joy would be made real in our character.
我哋神，我哋知道有阵时我哋系要有一个同你有个和好嘅时候，好似好困难。但神，我哋祷告求你嘅大能大力，系帮助我哋去战胜我哋嘅软弱啊，所以我哋能够喺我生命里边流露到嘅爱同埋呢个喜乐出嚟。
Help us honestly evaluate our lives in such a way where we can recognize that you are pointing us and softening our hearts to allow any stubbornness to fade away.
帮助我哋好诚恳嘅去评估我自己嘅生命，知道话你系指住我哋去某一个方向上边，帮助我哋能够去软弱我去软我哋嘅心去跟从你。
Allow our obedience to truly be connected to your character.
帮助我哋真系我哋能够愿意去跟从你，去遵行你嘅话。
And in Christ's name we pray.
我哋也奉耶稣嘅名求。
Amen. Amen.
Pastor Dominic 同我哋全港神嘅。